Good morning, everybody. This is Judy the Gulf. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. Really don't have much to say today. It's a nice, calm day. Beautiful Friday, the 17th of May, which is insane. One good thing to note, my mom has not suffered a major injury in May. So I'm pretty excited because we were going 4 major issues within 4 months, and that was quite a bit. And she slept well, was pleasant when I left for work, so. Whew, God is good. And let's see, Drake's extortionist. I haven't checked his Twitter account in a while, but he seems to be moving on. He started tweeting again yesterday. Apparently, he just feels like this video is going to explain everything. So, of course, we live in a world where people are like, just release it already. So, we'll see how that turns out. Gosh, Nancy Pelosi has made some sort of trade. Her husband is a day trader. And so, based off of her committees, it sounds like she, you know, then calls him and tells him what trades to execute. Her wealth has grown 39% this year. I think it was this year. Recently, 39%. Has your wealth grown 39%? The hell are these people doing? I mean, we know they're insider trading, but how is this okay? And like I said, if you think the Democrats and the Republicans are different, if you don't think all these people are a little sus, then you're not paying attention. You know, you're just not. Now, there are people who are really public servants. There are. But there are a lot of them who are not. And they're fleecing us. And we need to be honest about who they are. And I feel like that's where we are in history right now. We are waking up. There's something going on. I think it's Celebrity Blackout on TikTok. Like, people are unfollowing these celebrities. Now, I never followed a lot of celebrities, so it's not really hard for me to do this, but throughout all their social media, they're just blocking these stars, and it's getting bananas. One man got called. I guess he's sort of like a bigger influencer. I didn't follow him or anything, so I didn't know who he was, but he said he kept getting a phone call from this number he didn't recognize. They called 8 times. He finally picked up. And it was like somebody who worked for one of the Jenner girls. Probably Kylie. Like, what's going on? Why are you slandering Kylie? And like, so these people are starting to, and he's like, I'm not slandering her. And they're like, you have a post up to says to block her. And he was like, well, a lot of people are blocking celebrities. That's what we're doing right now. Anyway, these people are freaking out. The veil is being lifted. The celebrities are losing all their power and they're freaking out about it. So it's an interesting time to be alive. That's for sure. So yeah, breaking this up into 2 parts. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting season. I think things are being revealed. People are finding things out. People are getting frustrated. You know, people you thought you could trust, you're realizing you couldn't trust at all. They've, you know, the veil is lifting. You know, these celebrities, you know, they're just obsessed with your attention. And some of these people are starting to realize they've given their energy away to these people. And now these celebrities are freaking out because they want it back. You know, the internet has issues with The Rock, Oprah, Tom Hanks, the Kardashian, all of them, because for no discernible talent, they've just sort of become these energy vampires. You can't name one thing that any of them can really do. So, yeah, it's just an interesting time. And, I'm excited. I'm glad to see it because, you know, it took me a while, but I finally started to realize, like, these politicians are all the same. You know, there's a difference between a public servant and a politician, and you can tell the difference immediately. Within 5 minutes of talking to them, you already know the deal. And it's just important to have that eye of discernment. Don't believe everything you hear. Go do the research yourself. You know, and don't be a sheep. That's pretty much the best advice I can give. You know, they're going to tell you to go talk to your doctor. Well, your doctor is in bed with Big Pharma. Unless they're exceptional, they're just going to offer you a bunch of prescriptions. You either want that or you don't. Right? Find a functional medicine doctor, and they will actually try to help you come to a conclusion as to why you have what you have, and then try to fix it. There are people who do try to heal other people. They just don't work in mainstream medicine. Movies suck, music is terrible, and it's all because they've been so greedy. Super greedy. And then on top of that, you gotta wonder how many of these people have evil intentions. Some of them do. They're basically pretending to be the devil or groping the devil or, you know, lap dancing on the devil right in our faces. It's too much. And people are starting to figure it out. And they need our money and our attention more than anything. So hopefully they'll all just go away. All right, everybody. Please take care of yourselves. Have an amazing weekend. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with your life. Love the people who love you. And take care of yourselves. Side note, self-care is expensive. I probably spent about $1,000, $2,000 on self-care. It's been worth it, but it's expensive. All right. Take care of yourselves.